What's up, beautiful people, and welcome to She Prays First podcast. I am Janiyah, your host, internet bestie, and sister in Christ. The purpose of this podcast is to help you deepen your relationship with Jesus Christ and become rooted in the Word of God. Each week, we will deep dive into some interesting topics, analyze Bible passages, and have some amazing conversations with guests along the way. I pray that God uses this podcast to help us all gain a deep craving and desire to learn, love, and live His Word so that we can be able to experience the fullness of His peace, mercy, and grace. So pull up a seat, turn up the radio, headphones, or whatever you're listening on, and let's get into it. What's up, beautiful people? It's your girl, Janiyah Leah, and welcome to another episode of She Prays First podcast. I don't know why, I just feel like that was just like so dramatic because at the moment, I feel like that one friend that I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm that friend. I don't know if we all have that friend, but I have friends like that. But when your friend go missing for 2 weeks, 4 weeks, a month, 2 months, or y'all just don't talk for like 3 weeks and then they randomly hit you up like, hey girl, what you been up to? I'm that friend. But I have friends like that too, so it works. But that's how I feel right now, y'all. Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start because it's been, I don't even want to say how long it's been. Y'all know how long it's been since we came out with the last She Prays First podcast episode. So we just gonna call this She Prays First podcast season 2. I made y'all wait longer than Netflix. Season 2. Anyways, y'all, so a lot of new, you know, just a lot of new things, a lot of blessings, a lot of changes that I've recently gone on since the last episode, obviously. And I feel like calling it a new season is really like right on target because I personally have entered like a new season of my life. As y'all can see by all my little vlogs and just stuff that been going on like on my other channels and whatnot, I got a new apartment. And if y'all listen to the old episode, y'all know that has been something that I have been waiting on for a very long time. So that, along with just many other changes that have been going on in my life recently, that I'm 100% thankful for, I'm finally a singer in college child, and singeritis is real. It's very much real, and I have it. But nonetheless, we are back. We are back with, you know, a word, a message, kind of just a lesson that I have been learning just over the course of these couple months and just this time I've had away from the podcast and just on a daily basis, something that I have been reminding myself. So in today's episode, I am giving y'all a gentle reminder. You are exactly where you need to be. I'll say it again. You are exactly where you need to be. And I have to say that because sometimes I think to myself and I'm like, wait a minute, is it just me or does everybody else feel like they're falling behind, moving too slow, not making enough, not doing enough, or even just doing too much? And I think a lot of times we look at the people in the lives around us and we think that we're all running the same race, and if you're not in first place, then you in last. And I'm not even gonna hold y'all. One funny thing that I recently saw on one of these social media platforms, it was a little tweet or whatever, because you know how tweets are just everywhere. It was a little tweet basically saying, I hate how my parents be comparing me to other kids or people my age. But it's like, wait a minute, ain't you and Jeff Bezos the same age? And I just thought that was hilarious because, wait a minute, same 24 hours, what? Anyways, but we look and compare somebody else's middle to our beginning, but neglect everything in between and what it took that person to get there. So we look at Jeff Bezos and all we can see is the billion, the trillion, obviously, net worth, but we're not looking at everything it took him to get there and maybe when he was in the exact same position that we're in today. We don't see that part. And I saw this, once again, interesting post. Obviously, I've been on social media. I saw this interesting post that said, doubt is fearing that God got it wrong, and anxiety is fearing that God won't get it right. And I was like, wait a minute, let me read it again. Doubt is fearing that God got it wrong, and anxiety is fearing that God won't get it right. And that hit me because lately I've really been trying to live in that whole, you know, cast all your cares on the Lord because He cares for you moment. But I'm the one that's stopping me. I'm stopping myself. I'm blocking myself. And I think it's just amazing what God can do with even the most unfortunate situations, the most subpar situations, and even what you thought was supposed to be your ideal situation. Psalms 37 verses 23 and 24 says, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand." When thinking of this topic, it low-key reminded me of my days when I ran and track. Now, if you know me, you know I wasn't all that. I really wasn't that good, especially when I first started. I got good. I got there at some point, but that was never my thing. I wanted to play soccer. So yeah, definitely not a superstar, but I did it, so I can still talk about it because that was my experience. So when running track, one thing I remember specifically is the coach always emphasizing never looking back or sideways or to the stands, wave at your mama, whatever, but just focus on keep moving forward and pushing towards the finish line. Now, like I said, I wasn't a superstar, so even if I would have looked back, it probably wouldn't have been nobody behind me because I was in the back, but that's besides the point. First reason you shouldn't look back is physical. Because when you turn your head to look back, that small and minor change in orientation has the potential to ruin your whole race. It alters your stride and your breathing pattern. And if you're in a tight race, then that could literally be the deal breaker between first and second place, third and fourth place, or just in general closing the gap between you and your opponent. You could also trip and fall, but for the most part, it slows you down. Now, the second part is mental. Just like everything else, it has a mental component, not just physical. So mentally, looking back can signify to your opponent that you're vulnerable, you're nervous, you're weak, etc. Because obviously, if I'm looking back, then I'm not confident enough in how fast I'm currently going. So I'm trying to see how much, you know, leeway I got between me and the person that's behind me, the person that's on side of me, and etc. So that's telling them, oh, wait a minute, I can get this dude. So that's a green light for your opponent to come up and push, try to overtake you, try to hock you at the finish line, girl. Don't be looking back. And in a way, looking back is literally equivalent to you turning back and telling your opponent, come on, you can do it. You can beat me. Come on, be for real. And at that point, you're no longer even running to win. You just running to avoid losing. As Christians, God has promised us that he will order our steps and guide us each and every step of the way. But it then comes down to us to trust and be able to follow him wherever he leads. And let's be real, a lot of us have trust issues. Yes, even with Jesus, we'll follow God through the sunshine, the good weather, but as soon as them dark clouds come out, as soon as they get a little gloomy, we ready to turn around and go find shelter, or just stop right there and call it quits. Because Jesus, my hair is getting wet. I just got this silk press, my hair is getting wet. Jesus, you never told me that my hair was gonna get wet. I didn't have no problem, but that was before I knew that this was gonna mess up my silk press. Or you never told me I was gonna have to quit my job. You never said I was gonna lose all of my friends. You didn't tell me I was gonna have to struggle a little bit. These parts, you just did not tell me that. I didn't know this beforehand. But if you had, would I still have followed you? If you knew all those things ahead of time, would you still have followed God? Many of us probably would have looked for a shortcut, probably would have looked for a route that we could take that didn't require losing all those things or going through all that pain or just having to face that struggle. It's the main reason why we pray for a miracle and not the process. Why we pray for the solution and not for God to walk us through how to solve the problem in case it comes back. We would love for God to just eradicate the worries, the problems, and all the issues as a whole, but in reality, it's in these moments where we grow the most. James chapter 1 verse 2 and 3 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." Nah, I just gotta add verse 4 up in there. "Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Where our faith is tested is where it grows the most. Just think of where you would be without going through that tough situation that, although it was hard, taught you so much. And now you look back and it's like, okay, at least I know not to do blank, blank, blank no more. Been through that, heard it all before, you know what I'm saying? God didn't already deliver me from that. It's easy to just sit around and feel like God got every back but mine. God got everybody but me. God blessed them ASAP. Meanwhile, I'm still waiting on mine. The thing is, some of us aren't willing to fully follow God in order to get to where he's trying to take us. It's like, we'll get in the car, start riding down the street, but as soon as we hit a dirt road or make a left when Google Maps said make a right, it's like, drop me off right here. I'll get out at the next red light. We want the end result, but not the path that it takes us to get there. So you want the six-figure business, but not the three failed business ventures that came before that. The thing is, if God gave us everything we want, the way we want it, when we want it, we never know anything but that. But God does a very good job at making sure that we have humble beginnings and taking us through all those trials and tribulations in order to make us stronger and wiser through him. And it's never just for us. You know, I hear a lot of people every now and then who like, oh, I can't wait till I get rich so I can, you know, spite this person or do whatever. Or it's just like trying to get somewhere in effort to spite someone else, or because everybody else said that you weren't going to do it, so let me do it anyways. No, no. When God gives us these blessings, it's never just for us. It's so we can also help those people around us who have those same, who go through these similar situations and have these same struggles. It's so we can give unto others as God has given unto us. We're pretty good at feeling like we're in the wrong place at the wrong time. But instead of always praying for a way out, maybe sometimes we should start looking to see what God is trying to show us in our current positions. Because not only is his desire for us to get up and get out, but it's also for us to move forward and grow spiritually. You can't get the flowers without first getting the rain. And I know that's the most cliche phrase / tattoo that I've seen so many people say and get, but it's true. You can't get the rain. You can't get the flowers without the rain. So just know that you are exactly where God wants you to be for now. And when he needs you to be somewhere else, he gonna put you there. So the choice is ours to follow him fully, even if that means staying at the raggedy job just a little bit longer, staying in that place a little bit longer. Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14 says, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Jesus Christ is calling us." Use this as a reminder to run your race, keeping in mind that it is not your opponent that determines your steps, but God. This means ain't no looking back or off to the side to compare your speed to the next person's. But staying focused on what's ahead and trusting that God has you right where you need to be, and also learning to be faithful right where you are. So with that being said, that is all that I have for y'all today. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. And I'm happy to be back. I don't know if y'all happy to have me back because I had y'all waiting for so long. But it always feels good to be able to get on here and just share a nice little message with y'all. And just to have this time. And usually at this part, this is when I tell y'all to go repost on Instagram and tag me, blah, blah. But if y'all have also been watching my vlogs, then y'all know that my Instagram pages are under attack. I am in Instagram jail on Instagram probation. It's to the point where I need to get me an Instagram lawyer. I don't really have too much information to go into detail as to what is going on with my Instagram pages right now, but just know let's just call them under construction right now. So when they're back up, I'll let y'all know. But please do feel free to take a screenshot of this episode, whether you're listening to it or watching it on YouTube, post it to your story and just share. And you can also tag the podcast Instagram that once existed. So thank y'all so much for tuning in, and I will see y'all next time. Bye. And so with all of that being said, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If you would like to get to know me more and have more truth-filled, faith-based conversations, feel free to join me over on the She Prays First Podcast Instagram at She Prays First Podcast, and on my personal Instagram at Janiyah Aaliyah. And if you enjoyed this episode and you're loving this podcast as much as I am, please be sure to screenshot this episode and post it on your Instagram story and tag me. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of She Prays First Podcast, and I can't wait to talk to you next time. Bye.